And now, straight from Beacon Hill.
This is State Senator Bob Hedlund, Republican of Weymouth.
Well, let's be clear that it's the Republicans that have been in charge of this project.
I'm the Secretary of State, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Why do you keep saying that?
Because they pay me every time I do. It's a really good way to make money.
Or a silly bill. A silly bill. Yeah, it's like when I had a bill that had to do with, you know, circus animals.
It's time for the State House Report.
Yes, I am a Republican in Massachusetts, believe it or not.
Here's State Senator Bob Hedlund.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk, and joining us live on the phone line is one boondoggle of a state senator, Bob Hedlund.
Boondoggle?
Boondoggle. Isn't that what you call the South Coast Rail?
Yeah. I'm not the only one, but...
How are you, Senator?
Actually, I had a... You know, the lieutenant governor gave me a little hard time in the hall today about that.
What? About using the word boondoggle in a sentence?
Yeah, he said, oh, you know, you got your rail line, and now you want to kill everybody else's. And I said, well, if you did your homework, you'd know I didn't want mine either. actually, not to go back in time in the Wayback Machine, but, you know, Governor Romney stopped the Greenbush Project to do an analysis of all the outstanding capital projects, transportation capital projects at that time. He came up with a scoring system. And Fall River to Bedford actually finished higher than Greenbush in terms of environmental benefit, cost-effectiveness, transportation planning benefit. But so I had to remind the lieutenant governor where I stood back then, and that I don't necessarily oppose Fall River to Bedford. It's just that we're out of money.
I have to ask you, is this something that you posted on your Facebook page, is in regards to what's going on with the MBTA? Do you find it interesting that they're looking to raise fares to close a $140 million gap once again?
Well, we knew that they were going to have to be in the same position last year when we had what were really gut-wrenching hearings for a lot of people that rely on mass transportation, and people, for instance, in my district that rely on the two commuter boats. They were very upset that there was talk of eliminating those services. So we knew that they were going to be back again, and they really need to get their house in order, because we can't go through this exercise every year where we threaten service cutbacks and fare increases to plug a budget deficit. And then on top of that, we've got an administration that talks about adding a service that will add, never mind the $2 billion it'll cost to build it, but it will add something like $40 to $60 million in an operating deficit on top of current operating deficit.
Well, I have to ask you, and what can be done about the MBTA and its constant problems with debt? I mean, adding the South Coast Rail isn't necessarily going to help the situation. Isn't that something that the governor should put on the back burner for now until the financial crisis is over with the MBTA?
Well, that's the interesting part of this discussion. He's talking about new taxes to pay to build it, but nobody's really talked about how you pay to operate it. And that's the point I make, in that you'll add, another $40 million, and that's their number. It's probably low, but you'll add at least another $40 million every year to the operating deficit. And if you're running a deficit now, why would you add to that deficit?
It's a good question.
Why would you cut a service that people use now,
sure,
to help pay for a service that you're going to build that the ridership levels are questionable?
Well, Bob, I think, we've discussed before where when the Greenbush was open, it actually took ridership away from the ferry service, which was already a properly run and operated service, in terms of the MBTA.
Well, actually, the MBTA's estimates at the time were that it would take 50% of the new riders that would use Greenbush would come off existing forms of mass transportation.
Yep.
And their numbers have been proven actually off. According to their own data now, 65% who use Greenbush came off existing forms of mass transit. So it didn't get cars off of Route 3, and that's why, people who I represent south of the affected communities that we're going to host the line, generally in favor of the project, thinking that it would make their automobile commute better. Of course, that hasn't happened. Mm.
I guess I would ask you. We got to wrap the segment, but do you have? Did you go to anything this weekend, or is there anything going on in your district that you want to share with the listeners?
You know what I'll share is there's a couple of things, but
please
do. It was an interesting development in that in February I had written to the governor the fact that. In 2009, since we're talking transportation here, guys,
yep.
In 2009 we passed the Transportation Reform Act, and as you know, I served on that conference committee that came up with that final bill. And a lot of what was in that bill, in terms of the creation of some of the changes we were supposed to see in our transportation bureaucracy, haven't happened. And I wrote to the governor in February of this year, reminding him that he's about 4 years too late in creating this. Public-private partnership oversight committee, and one of the projects that that committee would be charged with reviewing is this proposal to add a lane on Route 3 that you've discussed in the past.
Sure.
Well, today we had the Secretary of Transportation before the Transportation Committee, and I asked him about that, and he said, well, there is no good reason why we haven't done that, and we expect maybe we'll have the commission named in a month. And then 1 hour later, the governor made an announcement that he named the members of the commission. So thought that was kind of funny.
Do you find it strange that Secretary Davey is kind of out and about lobbying for the governor's tax plan?
Well, I don't find it strange. I mean, he has to do that. If I were going to plug Secretary Davey up to a lie detector machine, and you asked him, do you support the governor's efforts to do this Fall River to Bedford South Coast Rail, I'm willing to bet he's not on the same page with the governor, but he obviously has to soldier on. The governor is the commander in chief, and he's a general, so you know he's got to carry the water on that. But I don't think it's going to happen because the membership of the legislature does not have the appetite for this kind of a tax hike.
I'm surprised,
Kevin, in the limited amount of time we have, you didn't ask me about the latest scandal on Beacon Hill.
Well, you know what? I'll save that for the next time we talk next week.
All right. Well, remind me, because I saw the gentleman in question today.
Ooh.
And in an ante room off of the House chamber, and it was interesting because there was a news report that he was up there, and it said an unidentified young woman was with him in the news report. And I actually saw the young woman before I saw him, and I thought it was strange that just off a room off the House chamber, there was a woman in a sweatshirt and sweatpants. And I said, what's she doing in here? I saw her go into the members-only bathroom, and that was the woman in question. So I don't know who this mystery woman was today.
I was gonna ask you if you were able to identify the woman.
No, it was very strange. I mean, because she caught my eye first because she was wearing sweatpants and a sweatshirt and went into the representative's bathroom.
Mm.
And that's, you know, generally reserved for the members. So, and then I saw her later, a couple minutes later, with the representative in question. So, yet another scandal on Beacon Hill, and this is a bizarre one. I mean, if this is a page from Anthony Weiner's book, if it's in fact true, how can anyone be so stupid?
We'll have to find out more details next week, but we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk to you.
Hey, Kev, sorry we've interrupted the seawall discussion, too, by the way.
That's okay, and the NASCAR talk.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.